WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. What began with a phone call just after the 2020 vote is now a sweeping criminal case, and at the center of it is former President Trump, who asked Georgia's Secretary of State to look for votes. Trump's accused with 18 others of a conspiracy to topple the state's results. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says signs point to one trial for all the defendants.
You're going to have to bring all these people in to be arraigned. But when you get to trial, you have 19 lawyers who can question jurors, who can question witnesses. This is a long trial.
It's the fourth indictment against Trump, who has a solid lead in 2024 Republican presidential polls. Political scientist Larry Sabato, University of Virginia.
We've been through this so many times that the default position is Trump politically will be able to survive this, even if the court cases, or at least one or two of them, are held before the election.
Cries for help from the thousands left homeless by the fires in Maui. At least 99 people died. That toll is expected to rise. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Officials say 25% of the massive disaster zone has been covered, and cell phone towers are still down. Many on Maui remain unable to communicate. For Lahaina residents who got out safely, roadblocks are preventing them from returning. There were long lines and growing frustration.
We need help. What are we going to do? Set up tents on the beach?
New research says bad air from wildfires could be one of the factors that contributes to dementia cases, as we hear from CBS's Alexander Tin.
A new study estimates that nearly 188,000 cases of Alzheimer's and other related dementia conditions each year are linked to air pollution in the United States, with bad air quality from sources like farming and wildfires showing the strongest associations with increased dementia risk.
The Virginia mom, whose six-year-old son shot and wounded his teacher in January, has pleaded guilty to felony child neglect charges. CBS's Jim Krasula reports police in Timberlake, North Carolina, are investigating a deadly chain of events.
A man has been charged after allegedly fatally shooting a driver who hit and killed his teenage son along a road. The 17-year-old boy died as a family of three walked home after running out of gas. The driver of the vehicle stopped and called 911 after the accident. He was then shot and killed. Police say the shooter took the driver's vehicle and drove home, leaving the bodies at the scene.
The government says retail sales rose last month. And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 248 points, the S&P down 29. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good afternoon. It's 12:03. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden visits Wisconsin to talk up his economic policies. Terry Bell is with the president in Milwaukee.
The president is speaking at Ingeteam Incorporated. It's a green energy company that makes wind turbine generators not far from American Family Field. The White House says the president will talk about how Bidenomics is investing in America to grow the economy from the middle out. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which in part aims to mitigate climate change. The president's visit comes a little over a week before Republicans gather in Milwaukee for the first presidential primary debate. With the president in Milwaukee, Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission's definition of a complete witness address on absentee ballot envelopes will stand for now. A Dane County judge is rejecting a Republican request to dismiss a lawsuit over absentee ballots. The Republicans argued the core interpretation of absentee ballot laws was wrong and the case should be thrown out. Last year, a Waukesha County judge banned local clerks from filling in missing address information from witnesses when someone voted absentee. After that ruling, the Elections Commission told local clerks that an address includes a witness's street numbers and names, as well as the city where they live. Republican Congressman Brian Stile from southeastern Wisconsin will soon have a challenger for 2024. Nate Wegehout with more.
They added all these policy riders that have nothing to do with spending. Lorenzo Santos is expected to announce his campaign Saturday in Racine. The Democrat is Racine County's emergency response manager. He's also an officer in the U.S. Navy Reserve and chair of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin. In a statement, Santos says his campaign will focus on reproductive rights, health care, and voting rights. Style is the incumbent Republican who's represented the 1st District since 2019. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Another Wisconsin congressman says he's worried about a government shutdown. Congress needs to have all its spending bills passed by September 30th. Madison area Democrat Mark Pocan serves on the House Appropriations Committee. He says the panel's work has been slowed down by Republicans on the far right.
They added all these policy riders that have nothing to do with spending, which is appropriations, around pride flags, around abortion, around diversity, equity, inclusion, and all this extreme stuff.
Pocan spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy and senior Republicans insist they won't allow federal funding to lapse. The gap between the rich and poor is a big problem in the United States. Banks and credit unions could be a part of the solution. Eric Tegethoff explains.
The top 10% of income earners own 69% of the wealth, while the lowest 50% have less than 3%. Head of Verity Credit Union Tonita Webb says the issue is even greater between Black and white Americans. Webb says the first step is for these institutions to understand what communities need.
Listening to communities to figure out where their roadblocks are, where they have run into challenges, and be able to work at changing the system based off the feedback.
Webb says financially underserved communities have lacked the ability to grow generational wealth, which increases the country's wealth gap over time. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Eye doctors say they'd like to see more kids at back-to-school time. Dr. Naomi Warner says the sooner she can identify a child's vision problem, the better the odds she can fix it.
We have the opportunity and the ability to fix those things if we catch it early, but if we don't and you come in to see me as a teenager with vision issues, we might not be able to fix it at that time.
The American Optometric Association says 1 in 4 children in the U.S. have a vision disorder, and that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media.
With news on WAUK, the Shaw. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Prepare for traffic impacts due to President Biden's trip to the area. The president is stopping at Ingeteam, a clean energy manufacturer located in the Menominee Valley near the ballpark. He's here to talk about the company using infrastructure funds to employ 100 workers for producing domestic EV charging stations. Also timed for Biden's visit, an announcement from the company Siemens that says they'll start solar inverter manufacturing in Kenosha County, supported by tax incentives. Biden's visit precedes the Republican presidential primary debate in Milwaukee. Almost 4 inches in West Allis, 3.5 in Wauwatosa, with Waukesha getting almost 3 inches of rain yesterday. Intersections underwater weren't like that for long, but many are clearing out basements that filled up due to the rapid downpour. The Fox River in the area did rise a little, but levels have subsided. It's advised to avoid Lake Michigan beaches due to ongoing concerns about rip currents and waves. A beach hazards statement runs through late today for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, warning about the existence of waves ranging from 3 to 5 feet and dangerous currents. Crossing Milwaukee's Brady Street in a couple of places is about to get a little safer.
An effort is underway to enhance safety on Brady at Franklin and Arlington. The project involves adding high-visibility crosswalks with a concrete planter median at the Arlington intersection. More wide-scale Brady Street redesigns are being considered. Options include curb extensions and the potential for pedestrian-only blocks on part of the busy road. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Enhancing Waukesha County Parks is the focus today of a town hall organized by county officials. The Expo Center event aligns with the efforts of the Park and Open Spaces Planning Group. The town hall aims to gather insights and address inquiries regarding present park usage. With news on WAUK, the Shaw. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. After the strong low pressure brought heavy rain of nearly 3 inches to parts of the state, the back of the storm system is wrapping vicious winds across Lake Michigan. A beach hazard statement still remains in effect from Sheboygan south until 4 p.m. Waves are climbing from 3 to 7 feet high and are creating dangerous swimming conditions and currents. Avoid Atwater Beach in Shorewood, McKinley Beach in Milwaukee, Windpoint Lighthouse Beach in Racine, and Simmons Island Beach in Kenosha. Otherwise, a high pressure sets up and keeps our skies sunny today. Temperatures will hit the mid to upper 70s with a few 80s possible into the Northwoods and Lake Superior shores. This warmer air to the north rushes in with breezy winds out of the west, gusting up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, temperatures fall into the upper 50s and low 60s with partly cloudy skies. Have a terrific Tuesday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers face the Dodgers. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Over the weekend, the Brewers pulled off a three-game sweep of the White Sox, the first time that's happened since 1986. Tonight, the road trip continues in L.A. against the Dodgers. After that, it's on to Texas to take on the Rangers. Both teams in first place in their divisions. Brewers manager Craig Counsell happy they won those three games in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, we got two of the best teams in baseball on tap here, so we got our work cut out for us with two very tough road series, so a good way to start it out for sure.
First pitch tonight in L.A. is at 9:10. The Brewers are bringing back a fan favorite, left-hander C.C. Sabathia, to AmFam Field Saturday, August 25th. He'll throw out the first pitch. The All-Star talked with reporters about being traded from Cleveland to Milwaukee back in 2008 to help the crew reach the playoffs for the first time in 26 years.
You know, when I got traded there, I was nervous, scared, didn't know what to expect. I've been in the Indians organization for, 10 years, really grew up there. And, when I walked into the clubhouse in Milwaukee, it was like I'd been there my whole career.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers ranked 19th in the nation, despite a record of 7-6 last season. That's mostly because of the anticipation of Luke Fickell as the new head coach.
Like I said, I think we're in a good place in some positions more than others. I think the offensive line, I feel like you're in a really good spot with trying to find that mix. Defensive line, I feel that way a little bit more about too. I think there's some other spots trying to challenge that back end to see how deep we can be.
NFL, the New York Jets have signed former Vikings running back Delvin Cook to a one-year deal worth $8.5 million. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is now a member of the New England Patriots. 1 year, $6 million. The Patriots flying to Green Bay today for a week of joint practices. The Packers rookie place kicker Anders Carlson continues to struggle. He missed a point after kick yesterday in practice after missing two Friday night against the Bengals.
I think being a kicker, it's all about being consistent mentally and physically. And obviously you want the results to be consistent, but before the results come, you got to be personally level. So I think for me, it's all about the consistent mindset. No matter what the results are, whatever it was, good or bad, I can't control the past. So it's all about staying level-headed and approaching the next one with a good mindset.
The team got a visit from Commissioner Roger Goodell, who talked about the NFL draft being in Green Bay in 2 years.
The draft has become the biggest off-season event. In 2025, it will actually be our 90th draft. So I can't think of a better place to be able to do that than right here in really what is the heart of football.
Goodell later attended practice, wide receiver Christian Watson.
It's cool. I mean, just to have him here, especially for, the event that's taking place, having the draft here is going to be super exciting, super cool for all of us. So, it's definitely exciting seeing them around here and just knowing that, we're having an event like that in Green Bay is going to be, it's going to be cool.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, clear skies. Highs around 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Today, this is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined by Luke Mathers and Aaron on the board today. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good, Will. It's a slow news day around here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're having a great time. I'm just kidding. Wow, it feels like breakneck speed news is happening here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm glad to be with you on the airwaves to cover them here on Town Call.
Aaron, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm also doing well. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Just a couple, two, three things. Yeah, just a few things.
Turns out when the president's around, you gotta make things come together.
Yeah, we got President Joe Biden touching down in Wisconsin this afternoon, coming to celebrate the one-year anniversary. This is tomorrow, so he's a day early, but the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. We've got the fourth indictment coming out of Georgia late last night with Wisconsin connections. There is a lot going on here, and we're thrilled to be with you on the airwaves. How are you doing, Will?
I'm doing, Luke. You know, it reminds me of that quote where there are weeks where decades happen and decades where weeks happen. You know, this is just one of those days where there's just weeks worth of news coming out on the exact same day. But here at Town Call, we are always going to be ready to cover it for you.
Yeah. And we've got live on location, news director for Civic Media, Terry Bell, along with co-host of the Devil's Advocates, Mike Crute, live on location in southeastern Wisconsin, near where President Joe Biden will be speaking in just a couple of minutes. Aaron, do we have the gentleman available to join us?
That we do.
We're here.
How are we doing? Describe the venue for us, Crudy. How are things looking down there in southeastern Wisconsin?
Well, Terry Bell and I are standing in the back behind the risers, because they always treat the radio people with the utmost respect. But we are looking down a factory floor, big yellow, you know, machines. I guess those are huge lifts, aren't they, Terry?
They certainly do look that way. This is where they make wind turbine generators here. And I believe that this location was chosen, well, for a lot of reasons. One, we're here in Wisconsin, a key battleground state. Two, the president is getting out ahead of the Republican debate next week. So instead of talking about Republicans all day, we're talking about the president all day. That was, of course, by design. This factory here not only does it create jobs, which the president is here to talk about his economic plan, but this also is a clean energy factory, if you will, too. So another big part of the president's agenda. So this is a very appropriate place if you're President Biden and you're wanting to get the word out about your track record.
And Terry, I've got to acknowledge the giant blue with white print, Bidenomics, investing in America. That is the backdrop. That is, presumably, they'll put the president down there, Joe Biden. I think he should be wheels on the ground here in Milwaukee. We were expecting the president to be on the ground before noon, so he should be in transit, and then they'll get him over here. And as you mentioned, Terry, we're in the shadow of American Family Field.
That's true.
It's a gorgeous day in Milwaukee. They should play two today.
Out in L.A., they're playing at least one, I think.
Well, it's much hotter there.
Yeah, for sure.
Temperate here in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Beautiful.
And, Terry, the setting, of course, is the Joe Biden event.
And I see a few of the local luminaries. I have seen Tammy Baldwin today. She is here at this event. Mm-hmm. We've seen the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. There was a shout-out from one of the fine journalists, Amanpour, I believe, from Channel 27. Shouted out, any comments on the indictments in Georgia? And Josh Call responded, no indictments, or pardon me, no comment, at this time,
which is important, which journalists, we hang on every little phrase that may mean something more than it sounds. And, after the events in Georgia yesterday, who knows what may be coming in Wisconsin down the line. And in terms of anything, any criminal charges or criminal charges regarding any attempt to overturn the last election.
It sounds, Mike and Terry, that we've got one of the first speakers taking the stage there in Milwaukee. Who's taking the stage?
You know, our country has made some remarkable strides forward. We really have, and you've seen them. And President Joe Biden's administration has made investments in clean energy. They've made investments in our infrastructure.
Bad vantage point to the stage.
They've made investments in manufacturing. In Milwaukee, we know about manufacturing.
Clear line of sight.
We know about innovation. We know about creativity.
Sounds like Mayor Cavalier Johnson, if I stand, but let me know if I stand incorrect. But Mayor of Milwaukee, I believe.
All across our region. In fact, manufacturing is the foundation for Milwaukee's middle class. Good jobs and good wages. That is how Milwaukee was able to grow. And by investing in America, President Joe Biden is focused on growing our economy, adding to the middle class, and increasing opportunity for all. That's what President Joe Biden's doing. And I'll tell you this, with more good jobs, we see multiple benefits here in Milwaukee. I mean, think about it. We're a safer city when we've got good jobs that are plentiful, when housing options improve and a family's economic stability leads to better educational outcomes. So, yes, our economy is strong with employment opportunities available, and the leadership of President Joe Biden is keeping America on track. So, look, I'm the mayor. And I love to show off my city. I really, really do. I love to welcome visitors, and it is a particularly great honor to welcome to our city, to Milwaukee, and back to Wisconsin, President Joe Biden. Thank you.
That was Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, with his opening remarks there at the event. We here at Civic Media are covering President Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin to tout the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. We are joined live on location by Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, and Mike Crute, co-host of The Devil's Advocates. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. If you'd like to join in the conversation, share your thoughts on the president coming to town, 844-967-2789. And Mike and Terry, it sounds like there's a fairly large audience there in Milwaukee. And it sounds like we're going to get the next speaker now. We got County Executive
David Crowley
coming up next.
I mean, they got these guys strolling down a long catwalk like they're models. Crowley looking handsome in a blue suit, yellow tie. He takes the stage.
Y'all doing all right? Now, I don't know about you, but it's an honor to welcome President Joe Biden back to Milwaukee County, especially on the anniversary of the historic Inflation Reduction Act. Now, this is a crucial part of the Biden-Harris administration's plan to really invest in America and help build back stronger than we've ever been. Now, the Inflation Reduction Act, it kicked off the largest investment in climate action in history. Absolutely. And what they did was they incentivized clean energy projects, and it's helping to lower energy costs by providing tax credits to consumers. Now, the bill is also lowering health care costs by enabling Medicare recipients to negotiate, or enabling Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices and capping the price of insulin for Medicare beneficiaries at $35 a month. Now, that ain't even the best part. Now, the best part of it is that it is fully paid for through the ultra wealthy, because they would have to pay their fair share. Now, when you think about these investments, particularly when it comes down to Milwaukee County, it's extremely huge. It's huge for our Milwaukee General Mitchell International Airport, which was awarded over $5 million from the United States Department of Transportation. And this is important for us to help make upgrades to make our airport facilities more weather resilient and more energy efficient. Now, Milwaukee County, we also have made a commitment to achieve both race and health equity. And there's no way that we will be able to do that without the Inflation Reduction Act, because it is helping us go a long way in expanding access to affordable health care and helping to improve health outcomes every single day. Now, I know that this is the 50th anniversary of hip hop. And so I'm gonna say some things, right? Nearly 300,000 Wisconsinites would save an average of $465 annually of out-of-pocket healthcare costs. Over 180,000 Wisconsinites would save more than $530 on their monthly health insurance premiums. That's a major victory on the road toward health equity. And because this is the 50th year in hip hop, if you don't know, now you know. Now, we're talking about Milwaukee County, but across this entire state, the Inflation Reduction Act has already spurred $445 million into clean energy investments in this entire state and helped to create 500 jobs today. And so when you think about 1 year after signing that historic bill, it is safe to say that the Biden-Harris administration, their agenda to invest in America, it is working. It is improving the lives of working class families every single day. And that's why we're here today, to celebrate Bidenomics, because it is working. And I would be remiss in echoing the same comments as the mayor, because I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I'm excited. I'm pumped up and ready to go to welcome President Biden back to Milwaukee County, because today, this is a celebration. It's to celebrate the progress that we have made thus far. But it's also a moment for us to recommit ourselves to the road ahead. So let's continue to do the work, and let's make sure that we welcome President Biden like the Milwaukee way. God bless, and God bless America. Thank you.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, an exuberant David Crowley, Terry Bell. He's happy to see Joe Biden and Bidenomics working here in Milwaukee. Gentlemen, we are at Inja Team in Milwaukee. That's very close to American Family Field. The setting is a factory. The backdrop, Bidenomics investing in America, and the guest of honor, the eagerly anticipated guest of honor, President Joe Biden, coming here to Milwaukee. And I see, is that former Lieutenant Governor and senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes to our left there?
It does look like him, yes.
Yeah, I said hi to Mandela. I asked him, are you speaking Mandela? He said, maybe not today. Didn't want to upstage the president.
And it sounds like now they are sending some music down the line. So if you guys would be able to...
We can turn that down. Yes. Sorry, gentlemen. Don't mean to interrupt. I thought maybe you were tossing us into a break, Aaron. But we don't mean to steal the thunder from our friends back in the town call. So William and Luke, what do you say, man? Fired up locals here. We got the president coming to Milwaukee, David Crowley, Chevy Johnson. They're both very excited to welcome the man to their hometown.
Yes, they sound very excited. Do we have an anticipation for when the president will speak? I know initial
late.
Media reports.
I anticipate Joe Biden will be late. 1 o'clock is the anticipated speech time from the president. Gentlemen, we've probably got time to take your normal break here. Don't mean to tell you what to do, but we got time. We got time, gents. Do what you got to do, or we can keep it here and we can continue talking about President Joe Biden. He'll be on the ground here soon. at the Ingeteam factory, this green energy factory right here in Milwaukee near American Family Field. I'm Crudy. I'm here with Terry Bell, Civic Media's news director. And Terry, this is a big day for Milwaukee.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's a big day for Wisconsin, and a savvy move on the administration's part to come here at a time when we might normally be talking about the ins and outs of the upcoming Republican presidential debate. Instead, we are talking about the president, and you know, a pretty savvy move on his part, I would say. And as I was mentioning earlier, this is an appropriate place to be, I would think, if you are the Biden administration. Getting out its word, we're talking about jobs and clean energy all in one-stop shopping, if you will.
Vice President was in town very recently. Kamala was also in the Milwaukee area. She came for a political function and then a couple of fundraisers. Also, I guess you'd call those political functions as well. But Joe Biden, a late announcement. Joe Biden in Milwaukee today, and Terry.
We appreciate it. All of our listeners, Mike, Terry, we're going to take a quick break here now that we don't have any speakers. Folks, you're listening to Town Call across Civic Media Radio Network. If you'd like to join in today's edition of Town Call, give us a call. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's fourth indictment will have him facing a Georgia judge in a matter of days. CBS's Finn Gomez says his legal troubles have not spelled political danger to most GOP primary voters.
It really isn't impacting those voters, but instead it's sort of motivating them. They feel there's a sense of obligation, a party loyalty to defend what they think is a politicized investigation towards Donald Trump.
Maui Mayor Richard Bisson on the stepped-up effort to search areas scorched by the wildfires.
They have 20 cadaver dogs. They have 90 personnel, teams that are here searching for our loved ones.
Death toll stands at 99. The government says retail sales rose last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says we're going out to eat and drink.
Food services and drinking places were up 1.4%. They're ahead by 11.9% from a year ago.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie...
Vince or not. Network, both today while the president is in town and next week when the RNC comes to town for that first presidential debate, presidential primary debate. There's no reason to turn off your dial from Civic Media, so you'll want to stay tuned. If you want to join in the conversation, share your thoughts with us here on Town Call for the Inflation Reduction Act with President Joe Biden in town. We want to hear those thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Even better if you're listening on the Civic Media app, which again, you never need to turn off. Just keep it running on your smart devices, either that certain speaker with a certain name. I won't say it because I'm pretty sure I've got that like exact tone of voice, Will, that almost it starts her every time that I say her name. So I won't say it now because I don't want to set off any of those devices on accident. But you can just tell her to, you know, listen to the Civic Media, and you can listen to any of the tremendous stations across the Civic Media network here in Madison, WMDX, where we are broadcasting from on State Street, or where Crute and Terry are from right now. You can listen on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM 101 FM in Waukesha, or find out the complete station list over at our website, civicmedia.us. But if you download the app, you can call or text right from it. Really easy to do. Go over to the App Store, Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Download it on your smart devices, the Civic Media app. Take it with you on the go so you never miss any of the breaking news like we have with President Joe Biden in town. And it is a very historic investment. Already in the first year, Will, of the IRA being implemented here in the United States, more than 200 clean energy projects, according to a piece over at Politico, underway. So already having the ground be broken on more than 200 projects, there are real results that Americans and Wisconsinites are going to see from this major investment in the renewable energy sector, as Terry Bell, our news director here at Civic Media, shared with us from the live on location. But Will, it doesn't mean that there's not necessarily more. And this is something that you were discussing as we were prepared for today's big show.
Right. Is it enough? That's the question. And depending on who you ask, I personally would say no. And I'm not alone in that thought. Reading over from Deloitte, a Deloitte report, inaction on climate change could cost the U.S. economy $14.5 trillion with a T dollars by 2070. The U.S. economy could gain $3 trillion over the next 50 years if it accelerates towards a path of low emissions growth. Of course, Deloitte is the largest professional services network by revenue and number of professionals in the world. It's considered one of the big four accounting firms. If there's anybody who has a solid understanding of the financial numbers behind the scenes or would be able to kind of speak to what we might be seeing from a economic perspective over the next 50 to 100 years, Deloitte's got to be one of the leaders in the world in that regard. And according to a report, The Turning Point, A New Economic Climate in the United States, they noted that economic institutes show the United States economy, while it could gain $3 trillion from rapid decarbonization over the next 50 years, could add nearly a million jobs as well. If nothing were to be done, we are going to cost ourselves $14.5 trillion in the next 50 years. A loss of this scale is equivalent to nearly 4% of GDP. That is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, the tolls, and we've been hearing this for quite some time now as well, Will, that the delayed action on addressing the changing climate is going to cost us. And so seeing dollar amounts from one of the larger firms here in the United States puts it more into perspective of what that price tag is and what that
cost would be. It's fiscally irresponsible to not do something to try to prevent some of the cataclysmic climate destruction that we're likely to see over the next 50 to 70 years. And it's even happening right now, Luke. Even reading over from a piece at NPR from January of this year, extreme weather fueled by climate change cost the U.S. $165 billion in 2022 alone.
Yeah, and we're seeing here in Wisconsin, one of the driest seasons, years on record for the state of Wisconsin. And even when we do get the much-needed relief from rain, 2 to 4 inches across the state of Wisconsin, it turned into flooding because the conditions of drought makes the ground harden. And then when it does rain, it's harder for the environment to be able to soak it in and actually take it back into the ground because of the runoff that just occurs because of how hard the ground is. So areas throughout southeastern Wisconsin yesterday suffering from flooding, which contributes to that damage, which is due to the changing climate. And us hitting the most severe level of drought for the first time ever in the state in northern Wisconsin in both Bayfield and Douglas counties, and so we're seeing it in real time happen. We are finding out the money that is being invested. So action on it, like the Inflation Reduction Act, very important. But we want to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. Let's head over to the phone lines. We got Ken in Fond du Lac calling in. Ken, what are your thoughts about President Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin this afternoon? Ken, do we have you?
Yes, it's great. How many people are there?
That is an excellent question. Next time we have Terry and Mike up on the board, we will have to ask them what the total attendance is in the room, but my understanding, factory floor, and it sounded like a good amount for those first couple of speeches, but I do not have an official head count available right to me at this time, but we can do our best to get you that information, Ken.
Yes, I'm a union worker, and he was handing out $50 Amazon vouchers for anybody that wanted to go, so I assume stadium should be packed.
They're not in the stadium. They're in the shadow of American Family Field, but not there. But yeah, I'm sure plenty of organizers. That's how a lot of campaigns tend to get their venues filled. So whether it's a incentive like that or the opportunity for a photo with the president or anything like that, there are usually various incentives.
Tricks of the trade.
Yeah. But your thoughts on the president coming to celebrate the first anniversary, Ken, of the Inflation Reduction Act?
Well, that's great. He's getting out and about. Hopefully he knows where he's at.
And there is another, there's Congresswoman Gwen Moore coming to the stage now.
Okay, so we'll take it back over to Mike and Terry with Congresswoman Gwen Moore taking the stage in southeastern Wisconsin.
Inga team, folk, and all of you, to celebrate the anniversary of the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act. And let me tell you, Bidenomics, y'all, is working, and this is evidence of that. This is a generational investment. And let me tell you, the IRA was made for Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. I want you to know that Milwaukee is reclaiming its nickname of the tool makers of the world. Right now, right here, and right today. And I'm going to tell you, the Inflation Reduction Act does so many things. Today, we're celebrating the manufacturing, the clean energy and manufacturing capacity of this bill. I mean, this bill, you know, because of other things that have been done, like lowering the cost of insulin to $35 a month for seniors, negotiate drug prices, that initiative in and of itself is going to mean that we're going to save hundreds of millions and billions of dollars within 10 years, just that one simple act. And that is going to contribute to the clean energy economy, the biggest investment made anywhere in the world through the Inflation Reduction Act and other parts of the law that this president has made. This historic legislation invests not only in clean energy, but it invests in a diverse, inclusive workforce. I saw the president today shaking hands with a couple of women who are working right here, and he was so thrilled and so delighted that they were a part of the next generation of workforce. Let me just say this. These are not just jobs, y'all. These are good paying jobs. Jobs with solar energy, wind energy, and as we look around this factory, we're gonna see these huge machines, and they're gonna, not just the production of these things, but the repair and maintenance, which will provide jobs for folks for decades. We got a president who delivered on his promise to build us back better from the bottom up and not from the top down. And this is an example of that here today. And let me tell you, you see these cranes going up, you see building happening everywhere, you see that we've got unemployment rates, lower inflation, the strongest economic recovery among the wealthy nations. This didn't happen by accident, you all. This didn't happen by trickle-down economics and taking care of billionaires. Biden has proved that if you build from the bottom and up, that the middle class will spread and that this robust economic expansion will touch everybody. And guess what? If you don't know, now you know. So, join me in welcoming a really good friend of mine, someone who loves our community, somebody named, I think his name is Joe. Good old Joe, President Joe Biden, y'all.
That is Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
Well, I'm a little underwhelmed, aren't you all? I think I messed up.
That is Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Yes, we'll continue to monitor the feed there. It sounds like President Joe Biden is going to be taking this stage shortly. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're going to be right back. Did I find you? Did you find me? There was a time before we were born. If someone asked, this is where I'll be. Where I'll be. Oh, we drifting in out.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
They're really palmetto bugs. Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested...
I'd like to thank our hosts here at Inga Team for having us and for their tremendous work in bringing quality, family-supporting jobs to Milwaukee and helping grow our clean energy industry and workforce right here in our state. There's more to come. These last few years especially, we've been reminded of one truth, that we shouldn't have to choose between mitigating climate change and protecting our environment and good-paying jobs and economic development. We can do both at the same time. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can do both thanks to industry leaders like Ingatine and also advocates across our state, and of course, because of the leadership of President Biden, the Biden administration, and the Democrats in Congress. Thanks to the billion of dollars Wisconsin has received and will receive through the American Rescue Plan Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, and Inflation Reduction Act, and more, we are making real, meaningful progress on our shared goals for the future of our workforce and our clean energy economy. We're seeing the results of those efforts pay off, and our state is seeing record low rates of unemployment and record high workforce participation month after month and beating the national averages. Additionally, over these last several years, we've improved more than 5,800 miles of roads and nearly 1,600 bridges across our state. We've invested in projects to expand reliable high-speed internet for over 395,000 homes and businesses, and we're working towards building a strong, clean energy economy, including releasing our state's first ever clean energy plan to put us on a path to meeting our climate goals. Thanks to the collective commitment of our local, state, and federal partners and the continued leadership of President Joe Biden and his administration, I know that together we will build a cleaner, brighter energy future that we need for our state and our nation. Thanks so much for being here today. Appreciate it.
That was Governor Tony Evers. He was preceded at the stage by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And now they're playing a little music in anticipation. As Terry Bell just mentioned, a little smooth jazz in anticipation of Uncle Joe Biden coming to the stage very, very soon. We are here in Milwaukee, Inga Team, and the occasion, President Joe Biden coming to Milwaukee, supposed to give a speech at 1 o'clock. Now, we've been predicting a late kickoff, but so far everything's running like clockwork, Terry.
It seems to be. There's a lot that happens besides just the speech. There is some networking that happens before these things. And when a president comes to a community, he meets with high-ranking members of the party, donors, other people who are important in the community. So a lot of that happens off to the side where I'm not invited. Ever.
Behind the curtain.
Exactly.
With the powerful and mighty Oz. No, I know some people that get to go backstage at these events, but I've never been privy to what happens behind that magic curtain. But you got to think there's a little fundraising going on as well, Terry.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a...
It's a a clean energy factory, and they are celebrating the 1 year, or nearly the 1 year anniversary. Well, I thought we already had Tony Evers on the stage.
This is what we did.
Yay! Standing up. Tony's taking a curtain call, if you will. He already spoke. I thought Gwen thought she was introducing the president.
It sure seemed that way. A bit of a mix-up in communications, it seems.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.